Every semester, I return to a familiar question while addressing my students: what will power the world when fossil fuels are no longer available? It is a question that moves beyond classroom curiosity. For students in physics, it represents a challenge they will be called upon to answer in real life. From our laboratories to the underserved communities on the fringes of our cities, the urgency for clean and dependable energy is not abstract. It is immediate and deeply felt. In Pakistan, we are caught between rising demand for electricity and increasing instability in supply. The limitations of conventional fuel sources and the environmental damage they cause are now impossible to ignore. The time to act has already arrived. The global energy scenario is transforming. Clean energy is no longer an experimental field. In fact, it is central to sustainable development. The pressure to shift away from fossil fuels is driven by rising fuel costs, the threats of climate change, and the desperate need to bring electricity to billions who still live without it. For developing countries like ours, the situation is even more critical. We must innovate or remain locked in cycles of shortage and pollution. In both my teaching and my research at the University of Karachi, I see the transition to renewables not as a distant policy matter but as a deeply practical and scientific challenge. Students are no longer simply learning the basic laws of thermodynamics or electromagnetism, they are applying these principles to design the next generation of energy solutions. One of the most promising developments in recent years is the rise of what are called hybrid renewable energy systems. These systems combine more than one energy source, such as solar, wind and biomass, along with energy storage methods like batteries. The goal is to provide a stable and uninterrupted power supply, even when the weather or environmental conditions fluctuate. These systems are ideal for areas where the power grid does not reach or is unreliable. In such settings, a hybrid system can act as a standalone solution, with solar panels providing energy during the day, wind turbines contributing during breezy hours, and batteries storing excess energy for use at night or during cloudy days. The results can be transformative. Homes lit, clinics powered, crops irrigated, and schools enabled to function with basic electronic tools. However, building such systems is not simple. They must be carefully designed to match the local energy needs and environmental conditions. A system that is too large can waste resources, while one that is too small will fail to deliver adequate energy. Optimization is the key. In our department, students and researchers are using computer models, artificial intelligence, and advanced control methods to fine-tune these systems for real-world use.